Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, by the way, in my opinion, the proper and correct verdict was reached, just so we're clear on that. It is 9 minutes after 3 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you are just joining us, this was going to be a night where we went out, but we simply cannot go out and support establishments or bands that play in establishments that are segregated, that require you to be vaccinated. We won't do it. We can't do it. And if I were to tell you the amount of money I've spent in the last year at bars and restaurants, you would be astonished and say, are you an idiot? Sometimes I ask myself that question because, as I said at the beginning of the show, look, you've got your stuff you like to do. I've got my stuff I like to do. And I like to go out pretty much every night. And I like to hang out with my friends, live local music and restaurants and everything. And I'm a big supporter. Have been a big supporter of local bands and restaurants and venues, but in good conscience, if I did a remote, guys, at a place that's segregated, do you think that you would be justified in canceling me? I think you would be justified in canceling me if I had anything to do with segregation. You know, many years ago, anybody remember the Rat Pack? Well, one of the guys in the Rat Pack was Sammy Davis Jr., and he was one of our black brothers. And they would be turned down in hotels that would not accommodate Sammy Davis Jr. And the rest of the Rat Pack said, oh, if Sammy doesn't get in, we're not doing our gig. And local bands need to take a lesson from Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and everybody, the other guys who were part of the Rat Pack. You have to stand up against segregation. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I do not have it in my makeup, in my constitution, to support a venue or a band that is segregating. And if you're in a band and you play at a segregated place, you are guilty, in my opinion, of furthering segregation. And I can't tolerate that. I wouldn't tolerate it racially. I wouldn't tolerate it ethically or religiously. And I can't tolerate it over vaccine status. And, you know, businesses that are currently enforcing a vaccine card in order to get in, they don't have to do that. They have made the choice to do that, and I'm making the choice not to patronize those places. It is a hill worth dying on, and it is my hope that people in the local bands cancel gigs at places where they require a vaccine card. I don't think you're doing yourself any good. I think it's a bad look. It's a bad look to be a rock and roller and then stand with this kind of a policy that is high-handed, it's heavy-booted, and it's not right. And as I also said at the beginning of the show, throughout this country's history, men and women have given their lives in our military in order to further the cause of freedom and liberty and justice for all. They have done that even during times when we had segregation in America. You could have been the bravest black brother soldier in the entire army, but then you came home and you couldn't ride in front of the bus. You couldn't sit at the same lunch counter, and that's not right. And over time, because of protests, people were able to change perception and they were able to change the law. And if you want something to go away, you can't pump money into the beast that you are facing. You must deny it its feed. And it's not an easy decision for me. But frankly, people have given their lives, their limbs, their vision, their hearing, their psychological well-being for this country and its freedoms. Me giving up live local music or going to places that make a vaccine mandatory, that's a small sacrifice compared to my life or a limb. And I'm willing to make it, even though that is my thing. You know this. I talk about it all the time. My thing is going out, but I'm not going to go to places that have a vaccine mandate, and I'm not going to go see bands that further the cause of segregation. I can't do it. It's just, to me, it's not right, and I won't take part in it, and I'm not going to feed beasts that want to deny liberty to their fellow citizens who have chosen, or in some cases, medically cannot receive the vaccine. I will not do it. We were going to go out tonight, spend a lot of money as we usually do. We're not going to do that. We'll have a very nice dinner at a place that does not have a vaccine mandate, and then we'll stay at home and watch murder shows. We'll watch Cold Justice and Kelly Sigler. But to those of you who are not vaccinated, you have my complete and total support. I was fully vaccinated. I survived COVID after having been vaccinated, and I support your right not to be vaccinated 100%. And I'm proving it by the actions that I am undertaking. And I hope that people, like I said, in the local music community, I hope that you men and women stand up for your fellow citizens and cancel gigs at places that have a vaccine mandate. It's the right thing to do, and you're going to be a hero to a lot more people than are going to criticize you. You have a chance to be rock and roll heroes by saying, we're not playing this gig. If all of our fans can't get in, we're not playing it. Be a hero or be a conformist. You have the choice. It is 3:15 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Dr. James Harreth from Kaleida will be here answering your COVID questions and mine at 4:30 on WBEN. Our guest right now is a woman who just happens to be a woman to whom I was married and with whom I had two kids, Cassandra Joan Butler. She is an astrologer. And I like to say this when she's in studio, but guys, back in the 90s, we went through a very spiteful, bitter, acrimonious, and angry divorce. Is that sugarcoating it?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think so, probably. I mean, it sucked.
It made law too.
It did make. Yeah, we made case law.
But no, it was pretty horrific, Tom. And I say that everything that happens in my life, good and bad, is always a teaching, learning lesson, and I mean that because. If we could get through that and still talk to each other, let alone be friendly.
Or not put out contracts on each other.
Exactly.
But, I mean, if you are going through a divorce right now, and we will do a show at some point on this because I think it'd be a great show. But if you're going through a divorce right now and you think that it's horrible, it is horrible. There's no doubt about it. But when you listen to this show, please understand that all those years ago, Cassandra and I were going through a very bitter, very hateful, very angry divorce, and yet here she sits with me in studio, and tomorrow we'll be doing Thanksgiving with my mom, as we've been doing. I mean,
right.
So it's not that we're great people, but there are things that we could probably teach you, if nothing else, by example, as you are going through your divorce. There is life after divorce, and you don't have to stay in that hate-filled frame of mind. You don't have to do it.
Exactly, Tom. I sometimes I think, you know, marriages end, 50% of them do. When you have kids, I think that divorces happen, but marriages always continue if you have kids. So we're very lucky, and I think our kids have reflected that too.
I think so too, and I'm so grateful that you've agreed to give me all of the alimony back from that. I'm free, happy.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Just kidding.
All right, now if you have a question about, so again, here's the takeaway: if you're going through a bitter divorce right now, don't take out a contract on the person because they might prove to be your biggest friend and biggest supporter in the future, or one of them, okay? I'd be lost without this woman in my life who is my ex-wife, and Mrs. Nerd loves her, and they hang out.
Absolutely.
And it's all good.
And, you know, her chart and mine kind of are positive together, too. I know you don't know astrology. You don't like astrology, Tom. It's cool. But she's great for you. I love her.
Yeah, she's all right. I mean, for a chick, she's okay.
Yeah, she's a Scorpio moon, you know.
Yeah, she's all right. But
she puts up with you.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo. But anyway, Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer. When you call in, your date of birth, your place of birth, if you know it, when you were born, and if you have a specific question, that'd be great. And what we're doing so we can get to as many people as possible with phone calls is letting you ask your question, letting you listen on the radio. Let's get right back to the calls. People have been on hold for ages. This is Dennis in Tonawanda. Dennis, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Hi, thanks. Very quickly, June 7, 1965, Buffalo, New York, 2:18 in the morning. Now, I say with the kindest levels of respect, I think it's a little bit bonk because every time I've dealt with an astrologer by chance, the advice has been 100% wrong, 100% opposite. They said I would have a great marriage. I got divorced. Don't change jobs, but when I did, it was the best decision I ever made. Avoid Canada, worst place for me to be around. Well, it ended up being the best place for me to go whenever I visit there because I have ridiculously good luck there. Same thing, don't go to Vegas in February 2017. Well, I won $1,000 and had a great time. Why is the advice always wrong?
Dennis, I want to answer that.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Dennis, I want to answer that. Just like we have doctors that we don't connect with, counselors, lawyers, any professional, you might not have had a really good connection with that astrologer. Remember, my friend, astrologers are not yet licensed, right? So this is kind of a maverick profession. You become an astrologer, it's almost like an intuitive calling. I didn't grow up and say, gee, Mom, I want to be an astrologer when I grow up. I have a social work background. I have a communications background. It's a calling. So I can't speak to you, Dennis, about your unfortunate circumstances with the other astrologer. I mean, you can call me out. I mean, if you would to me. Hopefully we have a connection. As I look at your chart, sir, you are an Aries. You're very strong-willed. You're a Gemini. You're logical. You're born under the new moon in Gemini. So you like the facts, and you are so analytical. Maybe give me a call because our moons are the same, Dennis, and I'll give you a good read.
All right. Wow. Cassandra Joan Butler is her website on WBEN. Yeah, it's interesting because you're spot on because there are some doctors with whom we just don't hit it off. There are some lawyers with whom we just don't hit it off. And then there are other people that are just like, oh, you are perfect for me. Thank you. Let me just tell you, folks, of any profession with medicine that you really want to hit it off with, it's your urologist. Because I'm telling you, because you basically bare your soul to your urologist, and hopefully they'll have a good sense of humor. Here is Maria in Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. Maria, when were you born? Where were you born and all that stuff?
Hi, Cassandra and Tom. I was born April 1st, 1964 in Buffalo. Not sure of the time.
All righty.
And what would you like to know?
I've had a rough past couple years, and I'm just wondering what the new year is going to hold.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, in what way, this might help Cassandra, in what way have the past 2 years been difficult?
Health issues.
All righty. Maria, please understand that when I'm looking at your chart, and we don't know the time, so I'm not sure where the health house is being activated. I do know that your moon is in Sagittarius. Now, let me make this real simple. Remember I said earlier how the United States has a Sagittarius rising and we are going through a downturn with our liberty, freedom, and ability to call the shots individually? That has been very strong in your own chart. There's been a lot of sense of I can't say medically, but just it's been a down year, especially since May of last year. This upcoming year, however, we have a really great springtime for you. Please write this down. May is when the planet of luck, fortune, and enjoyment is in the sign of Aries. And you're in Aries, Maria. So you're going to see a big, radical turnaround in all ways in your chart, in your life, as we get into May of next year, of 2022.
And good luck to you. I hope things work out well. By the way, this will be my last show for a week. I have to have surgery done next week. I'll be off for a couple of days after that. The game plan is I'll be back a week from today. And then in a couple of months, you're going to love this, a couple of months I'm going to be gone for a long time after another surgery. So anyway, thank you for your putting up with me. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is... and I will have a new preferred pronoun when I come back. Here's Tom in Amherst on WBEN. Tom, you're on. Hello.
Hi, guys. I was born November 10th, 1964. I don't know the time, but it was during the day, daylight time. And my question is just the last 5 years for me and my family has just been financially stressful, and it didn't help with what's happened the last couple of years. Next year, is it getting any better? Because it just seems I take one step forward and then we end up going two steps back all the time.
Well, a lot of us can relate to that, but absolutely. You sound like it's really, I can tell in your voice, it's a burden to you.
It is. It's just been stressful. You know, I got four kids and, you know, my father-in-law passed during COVID, so we moved my mother-in-law in, so that's another person in the house. And, you know, just try to do everything by the book and be honest with everything, and it just seems I get kicked down all the time.
And Tom, we'll let you listen on the radio to what Cassandra has to say. What do you say here?
Sure. You know, Tom is a very responsible person. He takes the A-plus designation with a Capricorn moon. Capricorn is the responsible, respectful, reliable person, especially to his family. And Tom, you've got that Scorpio instinct intuition. You're all heart. And my heart goes out to you because I will say with a lot of authority here, you've gone through the worst 600 years, time of 600 years with your emotions. I talked earlier about the beginning of COVID and all those planets, including the Godfather planet and the planet of the grumpy old man connecting with the world. Well, that energy, sir, was on top of your emotions. So hang in there. You're going to see a big shift, a positive shift happening by February, the second week in February. And for your reference, things began to really take off and in more of a challenging way around October 11th. But truly, Tom, you're going to see a shift in February. By August of next year, you're doing a lot of sign of relief and not of difficulty.
You know, it's interesting because just in his voice, you could hear his sincerity. I mean, that was the voice of a guy who's been through a lot and who is looking for a break, who's looking for relief. But you could tell, I mean, when he talked about moving in his in-law, I mean, this is a guy who cares about his family responsibilities and family duties, and there are a lot of shirkers out there, and he's not one of them.
Right, you know, and in astrology, we have air, fire, earth, and water. He's a water sign, Scorpio. He's a Capricorn moon, an earth sign. He's a practical warrior of emotions. In other words, he feels, and then he executes the right thing all the time. He's a great guy.
All right, Tom, good luck to you. Hope you have a much better 2022. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for being here, friends. I don't know how many of you have taken off today to relax and chill prior to the big day tomorrow, at the big game tomorrow night. But anyway, the phone number at WBEN is 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer, is with us in studio for the next hour. And then at 4:30, Dr. James Harith with Kaleida will answer your questions about COVID and what's going on locally. So we have a pretty diverse show for you here today on WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. It is Powerly on News Radio 930 WBEN and special guest in studio. She'll be joining us every month, every couple of months, astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Her website is, and there's two S's in it, CassandraJoanButler.com. So when you call in, your date of birth, the time you were born, where you were born. If you don't know what time you were born, that's all right, but it will specificity would help. And if you have a specific question for Cassandra, ask the question. If it's a general question, ask the question, and then you can listen to the answer on your radio. It's not that I'm hanging up on people. It's just that, well, I guess I am hanging up on people, but only to free up a line for somebody else. Cassandra Joan Butler in studio with us. And Pasquale, these aren't in order. I mean, I'm on line four right now, right? That would be next, the next caller? Yeah, okay. Here is line four, Terry, Grand Island. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Terry.
Hello. Hello, Cassandra and Tom. I'm a fellow Cabrini extra.
Welcome. And you got paid, right?
Yeah, of course, that last one. I don't want to go into it. But
yeah, no, we all got fully paid, as far as I know. Everybody got fully paid. There's a little bit of a delay and a lag, but fully paid.
It was fun.
Yes, it was. I miss wearing 1890s suits when it's 95 degrees outside. what would you like to know? Tell us about you and what you'd like to know.
Well, I was born January 11th, 1957. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was on a Friday, and I think it was 12:07 a.m., and born in Buffalo, the old Children's Hospital. And just curious what's in store in the new year for me, because I'm bored.
Hi, Terry. You know,
we'll let you listen on the radio.
Okay. You've got this wonderful combination of Capricorn, Sun, the Moon is in Taurus, and Libra rising. What a special combination is that. Very innovative and sparkling in the way you come up with activities and pursuits with your friends. You're very eclectic, shall I say, but you're also a very much a advocate for harmony and working things out with other people. Going forward in 2022, we want to put a special emphasis on November of 2022, so, you know, a year from now, when things are very, very different with both your economics and your finances, and also with how you are living. And when I say how you are living, I'm talking about the people you're living with or not, and whether or not you're remodeling or changing where you're living. So it's all the emphasis on where I'm living, my nesting, and so forth. And I would also hasten to add, Terry, you're what we call a very intuitive and spiritual person, but in a non-traditional way. There's a lot of non-traditional aspects about your chart, but you're a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you very much, Terry. Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer, is with us. 4:30, Dr. James Harith from Kaleida talking about vasectomies. Now, obviously talking about COVID. Here is Tara in DePew. Tara, you're on with Cassandra Joan Butler.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
My date of birth is November 25th, 1976. And I was born in Buffalo. And I think it was about 11:45 p.m. And I'm just wondering what will happen with my current relationship.
With your current relationship? You're like the one right now?
Yeah.
Okay. We have kind of a bad connection, so we'll let you listen on the radio. All right. What do you see ahead for Tara's love life?
Tara, first of all, you're a Sagittarius. We're getting a lot of Sagittarius people calling with reason, because the past year has been one of the more stressful ones for the Saggies. Let's go back to Saggies. Isn't that cute? It's a little abbreviation.
What do you call the Virgos?
Virgies. No, I actually, there's no such, hey, Virgie. Yeah, Sagges. Sagittarius, right? So, Tara, look back to this past June. You may have made a decision, but you didn't follow through with it, with the relationship. And my sense is, and astrology is fantastic for giving us clarity. It doesn't always say what we will do, but when we are able to do something and make our minds up, it's coming up for you regarding a relationship. It feels that you're one of those hang in there types of people with relationships. You give your partner the benefit of the doubt. More clarity is coming with the new moon solar eclipse on December 4th. So my sense is there's been a lot of burden with your relationship beginning last December, and in February you may have had one foot out the door, but you'll have a much better way of describing what you want to do next on the 4th of December. You know, solar eclipses are changes of portals for all of us, and if you're a Sagittarius sun sign, just circle that date, December 4th.
December 4th. I mean, just from her voice, she sounds like a woman who's kind of at the end of her rope. And maybe, you know, if she's having doubts about it, if you're having doubts about it, go with your gut. I mean, that's a non-astrological, just what I would tell somebody who's a friend that was calling me at home. I would say, hey, I can hear it in your voice that you don't feel right about this situation. Time for you to fly.
Yeah, and last year on December 21st, we had that grumpy old man planet I was telling you about. It was in Aquarius. It was on top of her emotions. So things may have gotten a little bit more difficult and burdensome as far back as last December. So she'll have more clarity, Tom, on the 4th of December.
Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer, is with us. She, by the way, has a bachelor's degree in social work from Cornell, so she's an Ivy League grad, and then a master's in communication from Syracuse University.
True story.
And a graduate of Calisanctius back in the day.
You know, back in the day, Calisanctius was quite the eclectic educational foundation, Tom. Can you believe that back then we would go camping around the world on a school bus, camping at the base of the Grand Canyon? You couldn't do that today.
No, not at all.
With insurance, liability,
and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm amazed I got out of that situation.
Yeah, everybody. Calisanchia has produced a lot of very productive citizens over its run. All right, let's get back to the calls. Everybody in order. Here is Allie in North Tonawanda. You're on with Cassandra Joan Butler. Your birthday and what you'd like to know.
Okay, hi. My birthday is September 4th, 1985. I believe I was born at approximately 12 o'clock noon, midday, and I was born in Niagara Falls, New York.
All right, birthday buddy, what would you like to know? I'm a September 4th as well.
Green-eyed Virgo, watch out.
Virgies.
I'm sorry?
I said Virgies, we'll call you Virgies.
Virgies, yeah, I know, watch out. So my question is, I have an appointment coming up in the beginning of December, so I'd like to know if I'm making the right decision and, you know, what you could tell me about that. You can, you know, consider it a medical appointment, nothing catastrophic or critical. But also, will this issue, this current issue going on within my family, also be resolved, which would be a big help.
Yeah, Ellie.
We'll let you listen on the radio. By the way, September 4th, also the birthday of Paul Harvey, Jim Schoenfeld, and American gangster Mickey Cohen.
There you go. Virgo, analytical, problem solving, all of that, all those good things above. And our friend Allie here not only is a Virgo, but she also has a moon in Taurus, and she was born under an eclipse that's being activated by Uranus. I'm going to make a translation now. That is in her house of family, home, and yes, improving her health. So she said there was an appointment coming up for her that's after, I presume, after the new moon on the 4th, because it's that new moon on the 4th is on a Saturday. First week of December, she's going to be able to have this new sense of focus and clarity. She's such an analytical person. She does her homework all the time. She does her research. And this past year, there's been an added burden of other people coming to her for insight. But apart from that, she didn't quite ask this question. There's going to be some new opportunities with her work. Some really out-of-the-blue opportunities, Allie. And you're a Scorpio rising. You keep them guessing. Very calm, cool, collected outside. But inside, you know, the stomach is always churning.
So does the same... I don't know. Do the same astrological concepts apply as far as resolution? Because she talked about an appointment, and she also talked about a situation within her family. So you look at her chart, and you, how do you interpret the resolution factor of somebody's life?
Resolution comes when the planets are all what's called going in the same direction. You know, Tom, you've heard the expression retrograde, right?
Yeah,
everybody has. People who don't know a thing about astrology talk about retrograde.
Mercury retrograde.
There you go. Right. Well, so she'll have some clarity when we have the new moon, and she was born under a new moon as well, and she was born under an eclipse, so she'll have a lot more clarity by next week. Or is that, what is it, next week? The 4th, after the 4th. Allie also does her research, and that new moon is going to serve her as an inspirational clarion call. So yeah, it's going to be a positive decision that she makes.
Yeah, next Monday is the 29th of November.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we head into all the wonderful holidays. It is coming up on 349 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're on hold, thank you for your patience. Everybody is going to be taken in order with Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer. Her website, CassandraJoanButler.com. Our phone number, if you snag a line, I told you they'd be hard to get, 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you have a specific question, you can ask that. If you have a general question, you may ask that and then listen to the answer on your radio. Of course, tonight was going to be one of the big going out nights of the year. Maybe it still will be. Unfortunately, I see more and more people who own businesses are deciding to have a vaccine mandate. There is no county mandate right now that you have a vaccine before you go out. But I have chosen not to support places that have put in a vaccine mandate or bans that enable those places by playing and offering entertainment at those places. I'm sorry, but I just have a thing against segregation, and I really hope that local bands cancel gigs at places that are currently forcing people to get something they don't want, i.e. the vaccine. You know what? You're either with me when I really need you, or I can't count on you, and you're not really a friend. And we need you right now to stand up for freedom. You're rock and rollers. You're supposed to be about freedom. So do it, baby. Do it. Now, tonight, it might be difficult. You don't want to leave somebody in the cold. I understand that, but moving forward, you know, you got some choices to make. You've got some decisions to make, and I'll tell you, you'll be heroes to a lot of people if you, as a band, say, we refuse to play at a segregated venue. We're not doing this. It is 3:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Back to the calls. Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer. Marilla is checking in. Tracy, you're on WBEN.
Hello, my date of birth is June 22nd, 1980. I was born about 6:30 a.m. in Amherst, New York. And my question is, will I ever fulfill my dream of opening a bakery? Thank you.
Wow, what a sweet question, Giggity.
Indeed. You know, Tracy, I'm not sure how much you know about astrology, but Cancer, your sun sign, is the sign of cooking, restaurants.
Really?
Yeah, and baking and all sorts of domestic situations. And I think, Tracy, if I could be so specific, this dream was in the works as far back as 2019, and COVID took a bite out of the dream. But yes, you are a very lovely person who's got that determination. In your career house, you've got Sagittarius. Remember talking about Sagittarius and the new moon? So at least start the wheels rolling, Tracy. I would see you finding a venue sometime probably in preliminarily so in the middle of January. And we'll be looking forward to hearing about your new bakery in June of next year.
I would just say from the passion in her voice, it's something she has to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she clearly wants to do it. She's clearly passionate about it. So she's at least got to give it a try. The problem right now is nobody knows what's going to happen with these heavy-handed governmental mandates.
Which has been going on since the genesis, astrologically, January of 2020. You see, back then we also had eclipses in Cancer and Capricorn. So all of you Cancer folks out there, it's been a touch and go since January of 2020 because those other planets I talked about, the Godfather and the Grumpy Old Man, has been pulling against you. That's something that only happens very, very rarely in your life. So, yeah, you could hear that passion in her voice, Tom, and Cancer does indeed rule bakeries and domestic situation restaurants. And that's another reason why our restaurants have been given the boot in this past week because of that Pluto again. I know this sounds very complex, but the point is these planets are always moving and shaking upstairs. And
see, I'm very upset about this because I have been one of the biggest supporters, one of the absolute biggest supporters of our local restaurants and our local music scene out there. I've absolutely been supporting these people. And honestly, it's a little disappointing that they would decide to go down the road of segregation before the county has even issued any edict like that. Mm-hmm. And before, it seems to me to be just horribly unfair. And, you know, again, I challenge anybody to produce anybody who's been more supportive of local music or local venues than have I. I can think of maybe one person, and we're pretty much even in that front. All right, it is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler in studio till 4:30. At 4:30, we will have Dr. James Harith from Kaleida talking about, well, I think you know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.